Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Lori Kahn with Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. If you'd like more information, you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com or you can call 949-415-6718 and just ask questions if you're old-fashioned and you just want to talk to another human being. So today we are going to be talking about scratching an itch called shempa. And shempa is a Tibetan word that literally means attachment. So what does that really mean to us? There's a lot of other words in our language that might be a bit easier to understand, like the feeling of getting hooked or the feeling of getting triggered. And it also describes what it's like to feel stuck. And it includes the reaction we have when we feel that way. So basically, shempa is this all-encompassing word for being really uncomfortable. And then the feelings we have to do something that make that discomfort go away through our thinking or through our actions. So really, anything outside of the experience of just being centered is pretty much shempa. So this week, we're going to be really looking at where our shempa lies. What triggers us and what reactions do we have? Now, you know, normally you would ask me, isn't it a good thing to want to make your discomfort go away? Wouldn't we want to do anything to make that possible? And certainly if we're in danger, then we're going to be really uncomfortable, then yes, by all means, run, don't walk. But the way that our nervous system is wired and our brain creates these familiar patterns of recognition and habits of response to everything that happens, if the danger has passed, the brain can still experience the feeling of the threat where it might not actually be happening. So you can tell this, for example, when you're sharing a story of something really intense that happened, and you'll start to have this physical and emotional response. Or like when you're retelling a sad story and you begin to tear up. It's particularly true with feelings of fear, though, and anxiety. We really get hooked and locked in to those feelings. So when there might not be an actual threat, and we think about it, our mind and our body will just fall into this pattern of reaction, this shempa. This is where meditation comes in to address those patterns that are locked into your nervous system and your brain. It's this practice of interrupting the brain as these patterns and thoughts about the past experiences or perceived threats come up. So when you pause, as soon as you notice the beginning of the reaction, and you take a big breath and remind yourself where you are, and then sink into the body awareness, track the breath, and this will immediately stop the train of thoughts and allow you to get centered and grounded and be able to choose whether or not a reaction is necessary. I like to call this a working meditation as opposed to maybe the kind you'll do just to unplug and rest, because your attention is really working to focus on the feelings of getting triggered or stuck, on the feelings of anxiety, by noticing how your body feels, identifying that it's only a feeling, and then staying with the feeling with your breath for as long as it takes to pass. Which, by the way, neuroscientists are saying lasts about 90 seconds, which I think is pretty incredible. There's been a lot of research on emotions, feelings, and they say unimpeded, meaning we don't act upon them, lasts only 90 seconds. Either way, the practice is really one of developing your awareness with what's happening now versus what's happening in your head. I know it sounds like a bit of work or effort to do this, and it's true you do have to participate on some level, but think of the consequences when you don't step in and interrupt the triggers and the responses. It's really worth the extra bit of effort to take a deep breath and hold yourself in the moment and release yourself from some obligation to react and just pause until you're ready to do something from a more mindful, grounded place. So when we meditate and we practice connecting with our bodies and our breath patterns and identifying our wandering mind or some annoyance that happens from the outside world that's triggering us, we're really training our brain not to have to react anymore, but to create a habit of slowing down, noticing our environment and our reactions to it, and giving ourselves a big break from having to do anything. It's a place where we can learn to feel the itch and not have to scratch it. So this week, I really want you to try to notice what your shempas are. Where do you get triggered? How do you usually react? And can you give yourself permission to step back into the breath, into the sensations, and breathe? All right, are you ready? Go ahead and make yourselves comfortable. I like to have my back supported. And you can sit in a chair or sit on the floor, on some cushions, whatever you like. Have your hands resting in your lap and just keep your fingers loose instead of clasped together. So your hands can be palms down on your knees or thighs, or one palm resting on top of the other. And start by taking 3 deep breaths in through the nose. And blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth. Good. We're going to do this 2 more times. Inhale deeply. And blow slowly. Last time. Inhaling. Really slow this exhale down. And you should feel your whole inner engine slowing down, moving into sort of an idle. Good. Now just let your breath go in and out of your nose. And immediately noticing the temperature and the quality of the air as it comes in. And how different it is when it's warmed by the body and it comes back out through the nose. This tuning in of your attention and awareness helps keep you from wandering around thinking. And for a little more fine-tuning, you're going to label your breath. So when you inhale, you'll say inhale 1. Exhale 2. And so on until you get to 10. Good. So you can use this labeling and counting anytime you want to get centered. It's really relaxing. Now just let your breath flow naturally in and out of your nose. No labeling, no counting. And use your mind to bring your awareness down into the soles of your feet. And immediately you can feel the sensation of your feet if you're wearing shoes or you're barefoot. If you're touching the floor or a soft furry rug. And then move that attention up into your ankles, your shins and calves, your knees, your thighs, and really just let the legs be heavy. Don't hold them. Let them support you. And continue moving the mind up into the hips, the floor of the pelvis, and the low back. And as you breathe into the low belly, imagine softening all your muscles from the inside out. Giving your body to the meditation as well as your mind and your breath. Notice your ribs and the sides of your body. Your chest and under your arms, and move back into your shoulder blades and imagine they can tuck into the body like wings. And this allows your heart to rise to the front and your spine to lengthen inside. Spread your collarbones wide. Drop your shoulders to your elbows. Elbows slide to the wrists and the fingertips. And feel the weight and sensations in your hands. Move up into the jaw. Soften. Let your teeth be parted. Eyes roll down. And you feel the face release as if there was a mask, dropping it. Feel your scalp and your hair and the back of the ears and the crown of the head opening to the sky as if it's held by a string. Now the mind is fully embodied and being tethered to the body by breath. And if the mind wanders, you just remind yourself, whoop, I was just wandering. Just catch yourself. You can even say Shempa. And then come back and count a few breaths, 3 or 4 breaths. And feel into the places in the body that normally have tension, like your belly or your jaw, and soften them. Recentering. And then between the thoughts and the recentering, just let yourself be. Noticing the temperature, listening to the sounds. Just holding your awareness in the center of it all. You go ahead and do your practice, and I'll check in a few minutes. Thank you. Notice where your thinking is gone. Remind yourself, that's just Shempa. It's just something I got attached to and wandered away to focus on. Bring yourself back to the inhales and the exhales and the different parts of the body that anchor you in the space. Present. In the simplicity of breath. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and today we're meditating on not scratching our itches, on recognizing Shempa, bringing ourselves back to a more centered, grounded, peaceful place by anchoring into the breath and the body. Thank you. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling right now, where you can soften. Notice your state of mind. If you're attached to something, maybe that's your Shempa. And can you bring the mind back to the breath and the moment? And allow your breath now to come into the base of your spine, in your low back. And as you inhale, draw the breath up your back until it reaches the roof of your mouth. And then exhale down the front of the spine and let it spill back into the belly, returning to the tailbone. Inhaling up the back. Exhaling down the front. One more time. Good. Really allow your practice to be perfect exactly the way it was. No matter how much Shempa you have, your job is only to notice it, not to judge it, not to react to it, just to see it for what it is. And then return your attention to the breath and what's really going on right here, right now. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. If you'd like more information, you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com or call 949-415-6718 for more information. This is Lori, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.